Time now for Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make your county what we all want it to be.
And back with us on Your County on the Move, Patrick Hamilton, who heads up Your County's Pennies for Progress program. A lot of anticipation about Pennies for Progress number 5, which is still in the formative stages.
Correct. The commission has finished all their public meetings, taken project requests. They have shortlisted a handful of projects that our staff has been going through and putting together detailed cost estimates. We are about to present all that information back to the commission, and they will have a couple of months to put the final list together. We anticipate their final list will be complete in April, then presented to County Council in May. County Council has to give 3 readings in a public hearing. They cannot change anything about the project list. It's either an all or nothing. And then once approved by County Council, goes to the vote in November of this year.
And then, of course, that's where the voters will decide whether to continue Pennies for Progress. But over the years, I mean, this is Pennies for Progress number 5. The approval rating has just grown every time.
Absolutely. The Pennies 1 program was the closest one at about 51%. But since then, we've been in the upper 70s, even low 80s for the approval rating each time.
But people need to understand that the amount of dollars which are coming in off of taxes and sales will be higher than ever, but they're not going to go as far.
Certainly, this is anticipated to be the highest revenue referendum amount we've ever had, but also the cost from even 4 or 5 years ago to today have almost doubled in some cases. So it's by far the most cost per mile that we're seeing to date. So while the revenue is the highest it's ever been, the costs are also the highest they've ever been as well.
Patrick Hamilton, thanks for all that you do.
Thank you.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.